You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Eden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues. You're not. Your mic isn't on. You have to go over there. It's the blue mic cam. Sorry, guys. Once again, starting with technical difficulties, but I feel like that's how we start every single show.
Hello.
Yeah, there you go. Just tighten it because I can hear the static. Good. I didn't realize that was the white microphone, not the blue one.
Sorry.
You're good.
So, Hannah's how was your week?
Welcome, guys. Welcome back. My week was good. I was just assigned 3 essays, 2 of them being due on Monday and 1 being due next Thursday.
Good.
7 pages each. So, sorry. 1 is 7 pages, and then the other 2 are 3 pages each. So 7, and they're all for the same class. So,
what?
Yeah, I can't wait for this weekend and tomorrow. Honestly, Hannah, if you want to come to the library with me tomorrow,
Yes, I will be there
because you have a rough next week too, don't you?
Yes, it's been a rough 4 weeks, but yeah. Continuing on.
I've said this every time, but this semester by far has been the hardest academically.
Like, did Lafayette
change when we were abroad?
Yeah, all joined together this summer and was like, we need to make this school harder. How can we do it?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's definitely also my classes this semester are just, it's my fault. But yeah, definitely a ton of work, which isn't so great. But thankfully, we're in the process of choosing classes for next semester, which is extremely upsetting because it's our last time registering for classes at Lafayette or ever. It's my last time registering for classes ever.
Yeah.
So, PSA, all of you guys, make sure you check your emails for when you're applying. Not applying, what's the word? Signing up for classes. Ours is November 6th, Hannah. It's a Tuesday. So not this Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that.
I just saw that today.
I'm very excited because I only have to take 3 classes next semester, which is great. Very much looking forward to that, and probably gonna get a babysitting job, so get some extra money because I won't be doing anything else.
Cash in.
But yeah, so Han, tell me a little bit about your week.
My week has just been very busy, very stressful. I actually had a really cool experience because I wrote for the newspaper and covered the former president of Liberia and Nobel Peace Prize laureate.
Yep. They came. She came to Lafayette, right?
Yes.
I didn't go to that talk.
Well, she was extremely inspiring. I mean, when she got up there, you just paid attention.
Wait, so who was she? The former president?
Yes, of Liberia, as of...
What? What's her name? How did we get her?
Because there is a fund... sorry. It's President Sirleaf. There is a fund for... From the class of 1961. So instead of them donating another statue to campus, they decided that they would start this speaker series. So they'd have one major speaker come per year. And they have about $250,000 raised to do so. And so President Sirleaf came to our campus. This is what she's doing during her retirement.
What's her name?
President Sirleaf. That's the one right there. Ellen Johnson.
Oh my gosh.
She basically brought Liberia from a war-torn country. She was elected 2 years after their civil war ended. And she brought it from having a negative economy growth to 9% at its peak. Then the Ebola crisis happened in 2014. They lost all their money again, and she helped them recover, get through that, and recover from it. And then...
Good for her.
She stepped down peacefully, which was the first time that that's ever happened in Liberia. She's the first woman president in Liberia, I believe, in Africa. What else did she do? She's a women's rights activist, which is why she won her Nobel Peace Prize.
She was in a sorority, too.
Oh, yes. She studied here in the United States at Harvard. She worked for Citibank. She was a top economist in Liberia, then was exiled from her country for 12 years and came back because she felt that her country could... wanted better and could get it. And she could do it.
Wow.
So, really interesting woman, incredible story. She has memoirs if you want to hear more information that I hear are really good. I haven't read them myself.
She divorced her husband, but before that, she just kept her husband's name.
We did not hear about that during her talk.
Sorry, I'm looking at it, but. She kept her husband's name when she divorced him.
I feel like a lot of people do that.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you have children.
Yeah, she's 4. That's why. Makes sense, but that's awesome that Lafayette was able to have someone like that powerful come.
This was definitely like their biggest speaker so far for their speaker series. Usually they have like professors or politicians or people who write worthy books, but... Having, obviously, a president of a country is a huge deal. And what's interesting is she's more of an economist.
Now you're making me mess up.
And also
economist.
More economist and a finance person than anything else. And so the fact that she got into politics as a woman is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And I think it's also very interesting because, you know, Liberia was a war-torn country, and somehow they were able to, within the past 10 years, recover, rebuild, and have this democratic state that is very similar to the one in America. And they are activists. They are trying to... build the next generation. And so I just think it shows the type of turnaround that any country can do that is struggling. And it kind of makes me think about like, ooh, what can Cuba do in the future? Or if North Korea ever gets freed or anything like that.
Yep.
So they're a really great example of macroeconomics, honestly.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's I say you wrote for, I have not written for the paper yet this semester.
I know, well, the editor wants you to. Did she not reach out to you?
No.
Oh, she told me, she was like, is Aiden still interested? I'm like, I'm sure she would be. Here's her number.
Which
I thought
Claire?
She was going to ask her, yeah.
No, she hasn't reached out to me. Oh. But yeah, I totally would. I just, like, these past few, like, this whole semester has been absolutely.
No, me writing that article, I actually went to the talk, did a homework thing in between, and then handed that article in 1 a.m. that night.
Yeah.
Like, that's just been my life for the past few days. But
no,
whatever.
I'll totally, next week with all my essays, I won't, but the week after, I totally would.
Yeah.
I could
you
text her.
You should reach out.
Yeah.
And then also tomorrow I have a PBS show happening and I'm really excited about that.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
But yeah, so that's on the midterm elections. Found out this week about that we were going to be doing it. So that added
good.
My week. Had to find 5 people and we found them and they're a diverse representative group. So we've got Democrats, Republicans, moderates, and they're all Lafayette College students. So I'm really excited to see how that goes over tomorrow. Yeah, so that's basically been my week, working and interesting stuff.
Yeah.
About politics. But wait, I have to talk about the midterm election.
Go for it.
So, midterm election is, I believe, in 12 days from now. It's November 6th. And I have a really interesting... Have you heard about this 22-year-old candidate?
No.
So, there is a candidate who is running, as a Democrat. He just graduated from college in May.
Where'd he go?
I had it up. Hold on. I think it was Harvard.
Okay. Wait. Well, then I'm not surprised.
I'll get to it. I don't want to say. Oh, it was Georgetown. Sorry.
Still good.
It was Georgetown. He's endorsed by Barack Obama. And he is trying.
What? How?
Yep. And he is trying to unseat one of the longest serving Republicans in the state legislature. And it's insane. I mean, this is a woman who is on it. Her name's Bowker. She's 68, and she's held office for the past 2 decades. And so he's trying to use his progressivism, I can't pronounce today. He is trying to use his youth to basically become the newest candidate. He said that he was inspired by President Donald Trump's election, and he has loved the government, so he thought if Donald Trump could do it, he could do it.
Wow.
This is where he stands. He says, I know the legislative process and my constituents. I'm a social moderate. I'm pro-choice, pro-gay marriage, pro-environment, and I helped write the assault weapon ban after the Sandy Hook tragedy. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm pro-business, pro-free market, and anti-tax. Which, actually, when I read this, I feel like that's exactly what I am. And I think that, I keep saying this, I'm like, I think that if there were just some more moderate candidates,
mm-hmm.
we would be better, you know? Like, or I would be wanting to vote for them. Because, you know, I'm obviously a pro-social person. I want everyone to have choice. I want everyone to be equals. But then I also kind of like the idea of lower taxes, pro-business, just because I know from my parents' experience with it all, I think once you enter the real world, it's shocking every time you get a paycheck and half of your money is gone thanks to taxes. So this is the candidate that I am most excited about and most interested in for this midterm election to see how he does. Another really interesting thing is we know Yik Yak. We talk about it all the time. It's the app where people randomly post things, and it's all based about on your location. So Lafayette College had a Yik Yak, and you would write, like, who started the fire alarm in South? And then someone would respond, and it was just kind of like a forum for your location. And unfortunately, because it is anonymous, it can sometimes lead to horrible messages, and that happened at his high school. And he wrote an article, like an essay, that was then published in the New York Magazine.
Wow.
About this issue.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so he was a published author by the time he was out of high school. So yeah, that's what I'm interested in. There's lots of candidates running. You can still get your vote in. Do it. It's not hard. I really looked into the absentee ballot this fall because this is my first time voting where I'm not home to do it, because for the presidential election, I was home.
Yep.
And so I looked up the steps. So I'm just going to go over them because they're super simple.
Okay, Han.
For all those listening and want to vote. So to fill out an absentee ballot, at least for New Jersey, you Google your state's form. So I literally Googled New Jersey absentee ballot. And then I requested it. And that's just filling out a few things about you, your information. And that took about 2 minutes. Then they sent me an email of my absentee ballot. I printed it and filled it out. And I mailed it to the address they gave it to me.
Yep.
So easy. So simple. So if you're thinking about voting, you're unsure, just do it. Take about 5 minutes to look into, even 5 minutes, maybe more, of who's running in your state to see who you really want to be elected, because this midterm election is super important. And it's amazing that we have the right to vote, so you might as well use it.
Yep.
That's my thought on that. I think that's a lot of people's thought. I think it's almost like, it's becoming like trendy to vote. Have you noticed on social media?
Have I noticed on social media?
Yeah, like everyone's posting on social media. Influencers are posting on their stories being
I'm being sarcastic. I'm saying it's only on social media.
I'm saying like, yes, like influencers are now posting on their Instagram stories being like, vote. Taylor Swift started this whole thing about...
Her post is powerful.
Yeah, she posted on Instagram her political opinion, said everyone should vote, and now if you send in a picture to her of you voting, she might post it on her story.
Yep.
So she's doing a whole little mini campaign, and after she did that, she got like, there were like thousands of more people who applied for an absentee ballot just because she said something.
Yep.
And they obviously
do big influence.
Yeah, and she has obviously a huge handle on the younger generation, so very interesting.
Yep.
Do you want me to keep talking? I can keep talking.
If you have anything else to say about it, you can. Up to you. Thank you so much for providing us this great information.
I
hope more people vote now.
Well, then I had other things. Did you hear about the journalist who was in Turkey and went to a Saudi Arabia ambassador building and was killed?
No.
Okay, so Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor... I'm just literally reading from New York Times right now, but here we go.
Yeah, go for it.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor acknowledged for the first time on Thursday that the killing of the dissident columnist Jamal... I can't pronounce his last name and I don't want to do it wrong, but Jamal K. appeared to have been premeditated. Yet another shift in the kingdom's account of his disappearance in Turkey. Mr. Khashoggi, a Virginia resident who wrote for the Washington Post, vanished at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Since then, Saudi officials have said at various points that he left the consulate alive and well after a short visit, that he was the target of a rogue operation by its intelligence service, and as of last Saturday, that he had been strangled accidentally in a fistfight that broke out as a team of Saudi agents sought to convince him to return to the kingdom. The latest account published Thursday in the Saudi-owned media said the prosecutor has received new information from the brotherly Turkish side, indicating a premeditated killing, in effect echoing that Turkish officials have been describing for weeks. So basically what happened was this journalist went to an ambassador building in Turkey that was owned by Saudi Arabia, and he, from camera footage, never came out. He had a Apple Watch on him. He had a phone. Nothing was ever sent after that. And Saudi has been denying for a few weeks now that they had anything to do with it, that they said that he left the building. And now they're kind of starting to admit that there was a hand at this. And President Trump is also beginning to get some hate for it because he has not taken action. against Saudi Arabia. So,
wow,
very scary. I mean, I always think, like, you know, we could be journalists, and this makes me want to never have to go to a country with terrorism like that, because it's so scary, you know? Like, you literally can be killed for having the truth.
Yep. You are so right.
Thank you. The Royals did their Australia tour this week. That was fun to watch.
You know what's... This is kind of random. Sorry, it's actually changing the subject, so I'll wait for you to be done.
No, I'm done.
There are so many interim trips this year.
Oh, really?
So many. Like, there's one to China. Samir's going to China with Sam Shear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's far.
I just like, don't know. I think
that China is so far.
Yeah. Two of our other friends are... Three of our other friends are going to Rome.
Yeah.
Megan's going to Cuba.
I mean, it's also especially a great thing to do if you didn't go abroad. Right now, I can't even imagine asking my parents to do that because I am so broke and my parents were so done with me after I went abroad.
My parents didn't pay for anything. Well, they paid for, like, my school, but, like, all my spending money was, thankfully, from my internship. And if I didn't intern, I wouldn't have been able to... I did 3 travel weekends, and I wouldn't have been able to go to any of those 3 if I was not getting paid, because it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just still not over it. Like, literally, my friends and I went to a restaurant, and we had 2 glasses of wine, shared an appetizer... And
well, wine will kill you.
Okay, Hannah.
Yeah.
2 glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Shared an appetizer for the 3 of us. And each got pasta. $90.
Yeah, that's insane. Wait, where was that?
In LA.
I know, but what restaurant? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. It begins with a P. It's like this really... And we... it was recommended to us by one of my...
Ooh.
It was recommended to us by one of my friends... With, like, that was with me in LA, her home friend who lives in LA. Not her home friend, her, like, her college friend who lives in LA, like, year round, like, goes to be her, lives in LA, and gave the recommendation. And it was so nice and everything, but, like, so I was expensive. Shocked when I, like, I was so shocked. Like, the pasta was, like, $38. And oh, I got,
you can make pasta for 2.
Yeah, and I got, like, cacio e pepe. How do you pronounce that?
Oh, yeah, cacio pepe.
Yeah, like that. I literally got that. And we got prosciutto and mozzarella for an appetizer, which is, like, should be, like, $15. It wasn't.
LA is expensive. I can talk about...
So, yeah, just saying, if anyone was...
Just a reminder, well, Anna went to LA and it was expensive.
No, so a girl, I won't say overrated, I already said so many names, but, like, a girl in our sorority, so BU does the LA program during the summer, too. And since she can't go abroad, she might be doing it for the summer.
That's cool.
So I was like, do it.
Honestly, maybe I'll do that this summer.
If you want to. You still have to take classes.
Yeah, never mind.
3 classes, but you could still go and, like, do an internship.
I am not ready for the real world.
I feel like you need to... Who did I talk to this about? Actually, I talked about this with one of my home friends who was on the train with me almost every morning to my internship this summer, talking about, like, internships and how crazy it is, and how I told her that, like, you really do... For our major, you need to figure out if you want to be in LA or New York. Like, you need to be able to, like, figure out both of them. And I think her and her friends are... She hasn't experienced LA yet. She was supposed to go this past summer for an internship, but she ended up not getting it or something. But she interned at the CW, which is still amazing. But anyway... She and her friends, I think, are just going to LA after her graduation and just living out there for a few months and getting jobs for, like, a year to see if she likes it. Because it is, they are so different. And, like, it was important to me to figure out, like, is that my living style or is, like, New York my living style? But
I think, yeah, like,
you should go.
Like, LA is so much more about celebrity news.
Yes and no. Like, my friend was at, my friend worked for Dateline.
That's true.
And she, her schedule was absurd. And she, and the LA office produced more episodes than the New York one.
Of Dateline.
Like, they would produce them and then send it to New York.
Right.
That's at least for Dateline, but, no, there's a lot
but,
of...
Yeah, but also Dateline's more like, almost, it's like making a, like, a mini documentary.
Yeah.
Like, I would
still say... Still NBC, though, dude.
Yeah. I would just say it's definitely more, like, creative side, celebrity side.
But, like, where Universal is, that whole lot is just, like, all the shows. Like, Ellen is back there.
I know, that's
Jimmy
the thing.
Kimmel
Imagine
is
working
back, like,
for,
all
like,
of
Ellen. So fun.
They're supposedly, though, it's really bad.
Why?
I heard you're not allowed to talk to her, and, if, like, if she's going down the hallway. My friend's friend interned for her this past summer. And, like, you're not allowed to talk to her. If she's walking down the hallway, you have to, like, step to the side. Because, like, she doesn't want to talk to you. So, supposedly, she's really mean and really fake.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy to hear?
That's insane. That makes me sad. I feel like she's so happy. It's interesting because with some guests, you can tell she 100% meshes with. And other guests, she has, like, a kind of hard time connecting with, which I understand. But, like, I feel like sometimes I've watched her and it feels like she's pulling strings, trying to get something out of them.
I've been actually starting to watch a ton of Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Episodes on YouTube. I, like, keep watching them. I can't stop watching them. Those are my two...
That's like me watching Oprah.
Oh my gosh, I've watched Oprah in so long. My two guilty pleasures right now, on top of the new season of Grey's Anatomy and Riverdale that are out, I watch The Voice episodes on YouTube, and I watch Jimmy Fallon episodes on YouTube, and I can't stop watching them. But Jimmy Fallon's also kind of fake.
Yeah.
Like, when he, like, asks the questions, he's like, so, I'm like, just talk normally, you know?
Yeah, he definitely has a little act going.
Maybe they ask him to do that. I should ask Jane.
Yeah.
Our friend interned for him this past summer.
We're getting all the inside scoop for you guys about the media field.
Yeah, if you guys want to go into that.
The who's who's.
But yeah, so that's crazy.
What was I going to say about, Ellen?
I'm so mad. When I was in LA too, I got tickets for Jimmy Kimmel. And it's so hard to get tickets for Jimmy Kimmel.
Why didn't you go?
Because it was 2 days before I was leaving to go home. I had 3 final essays that were like 7 pages each. And I couldn't do it. I was like, I need to do these essays. Yeah. And, they don't tell you this, but for those of you that don't know, I was on The Price is Right, and I was actually seen throughout the entire episode because I was the first row. It's not like you go for the filming and then leave. It is a full day of shooting. Like, it is a full day of being there with the audience. So they take your phone away as soon as you get there, and then you wait in line for 3 hours before even entering the studio.
Why do you have to wait?
3 hours. They go through every single person. Take their phone, take their headshot, their ID. You have to fill out all of these forms. Then the producer comes up to you one by one and interviews you to see who they want on the show.
That is insane.
So it took 3 hours.
I feel like they probably don't do that on other shows.
No, it was the same thing for Jimmy Kimmel. I read they send you an email when you get tickets. It was like, the show was at like 1 o'clock. Filming was at 1 o'clock. It was like, arrive at 10 a.m. You should be out by 4. I was
gosh.
I can't give up my day.
Such a long day.
And then I also got tickets for The Voice, but it was the same thing. I'm definitely, my friends from LA and I want to do a second tour. Like a week. Just to like so go, fun. Like maybe next summer.
You should.
So I'll definitely, like, if we go, I'll definitely yeah, but I'm not going if I have to pay for like a hotel. I'm only going if I know someone living there. Because it just adds up.
That would be so nice to have a friend in LA.
I know. Well, I mean, if my high school friend is going to move out there, I'm going to be like, hi, can I stay with you for a few days?
I know.
But yeah, so those shows are so much fun. I like genuinely really enjoyed it. But I wish I went to Jimmy Kimmel. Anyway, I'm also surprised that like our friends haven't done like Jimmy Fallon. And like he's a New Yorker here. Like I'd love to go to a Jimmy Fallon show.
I've never like...
Thought about it, right?
Just, trying to get tickets.
How crazy.
But we're really lucky that we are somewhere near him.
Yeah.
And we have that possibility.
I was just, like, last night, too, this is kind of off topic, but speaking of, like, how close we are in the city, last night was our big little night, for those of you that didn't know, and it was so much fun, but I, like, Hannah and I became grandmas, which is the last,
Oh my God, Aiden last night was crying.
Hysterically crying, because I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I don't know, I think it all hit me at once. Like, when I was walking to our sorority house, I was just like, whoa, this is crazy.
It is crazy.
And my time hop from this morning, those of you that don't know what a time hop is, it's an app that shows you all the pictures you've posted on that day from like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And 2 years ago today was the reveal when I was a sophomore, so when we were littles. And it's just like, I remember that night, it feels like it was 2 days ago. And last night was the last time, like, we were doing big little. And it, like, all just hit me at once. And I was like, whoa, like, I need to take a step back and, like, really just, like, take everything in. Like, take the fact, like, we're doing this in.
Yeah, I know. You really do know how to feel the emotions in the moment.
Oh, I definitely do.
Which is a nice thing.
I don't know. It was just, like, crazy. It's just, like, and plus, like, our friend today. I don't mean to, like, go on this, like, we're senior tangent, but our friend today wrote in our group chat, was like, we have 5 weeks until the semester's over. Why would you write that?
And the weeks have been going by so quickly. I'm like, oh, it's the weekend again. Here it is.
It's November on Wednesday.
November usually, though, goes by very slowly.
Are you kidding? I think it's the fastest month.
Really?
We have our, like, invite party, then we have Lof Lehigh, and then we're home for Thanksgiving. We come back, it's December.
Oh my God, that makes me so sad.
And then the last day of classes is, like, December 6th or 7th. So it's, like, a week of December you have. So, no, I disagree with you. I think November is by far the quickest month.
I wish we could be here without classes.
It'd be a free-for-all.
Just enjoying whatever comes at us.
Yeah.
So nice.
That would be the day, but unfortunately, that's never going to happen, so.
Extremely unfortunate. Wait, so we read something today. Megyn Kelly.
Oh, we did. Megyn Kelly's show is
on NBC.
On NBC, and it is no longer a show, and she's no longer going to be affiliated with NBC. Because she made a remark about blackface being okay as a Halloween costume.
What?
Yeah. And NBC was like, see ya. Honestly, sorry, I critique a lot of stuff, but I feel like her episodes are also really fake.
Well, nobody watched her. So I have a feeling that, yes, she said this thing, but
but it was like one of their,
they were kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
Kelly will not be returning to her 9 a.m. show, Megyn Kelly Today, the sources confirmed. There had been speculation that she would remain with the network in a lesser role, but the sources said that's not happening. Earlier on Thursday, when multiple news outlets reported that Kelly is leaving NBC altogether, Kelly's spokesman, Davidson Golden, responded by saying that NBC has not been in touch with Kelly or her representatives. Later in the day, though, an NBC official got in touch with Kelly's camp. This is a signal that negotiations are underway. Given Kelly's hugely valuable contract, said to be worth $23 million a year for 3 years. Oh my God, that's so much money. The stakes are high.
She can also retire, so it's like not a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal to get fired. Like, now you're like,
yeah, but I feel like this is her life. Like, this is what she loves doing.
She gets, her husband is the CEO of a company, too.
Yeah,
well, like, they're well off. Like, they're, yeah, not,
they definitely are well off. Like, she totally could retire, but it's so sad because I think at Fox she was at the top of her game. People were obsessed with her. They watched her nightly. My parents loved her.
Megyn Kelly?
Yes.
But they watched her on Fox.
Yes, on Fox.
Yeah.
Because, and I would watch her and I'd be like, yes, you are good at this position. She is a strong woman. She is extremely smart. She knows what she's talking about, and she can basically take someone down with their words, turn the opinion around, and she's a very good reporter. But I think that that kind of personality does not transfer well to the morning time show. And this is just like when Katie Kirk decided to go from the Today Show, morning day show, to an evening show. And again, her personality didn't transfer well to that because she is a light and bubbly person. And at night, people just expect like a Megyn Kelly type woman where you're, you're more of like a force. You are more, maybe not even as friendly almost. Like they don't come off as that. And, you know, Megyn Kelly, she's not light enough to be like, hey, girl, like, let's, like, talk, like, let's have a drink and talk about whatever, like Hoda can. So, very different people.
Completely.
I honestly haven't, let me see if I can find this Megyn Kelly blackface thing, because that is so bad.
It was on Yahoo where I read it, but I bet you could find it anywhere else. Also, did we talk about this yet? Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's.
Yes.
Did we talk about it last week?
Yes.
Oh. Never mind.
But yeah, insane. And there has neither of them have come out and said anything yet. So I guess we're just all waiting around here.
We are.
Okay, wait.
Whoever does, this is just a shout out. Whoever does the Instagram captions for E is really clever.
Yeah, they are really clever.
They're really clever. They come up with like good things. Thing. Yeah.
I was like, how do you come up with this stuff every single day, multiple times a day?
Yeah.
Just punny or they relate to something.
It's probably like one person that's just like in charge of the Instagram.
Yeah, definitely. But how does that one person do it?
I don't know. Shout out to whoever does the E Instagram. You rock. Keep doing you. Are you gonna say anything? I'm like trying to think of like what else, but like this week has literally just been so homework packed for me. But yeah. Do you have anything else, Han? It's 7:45. We need to close. We can always close.
I think that is all I have. I've talked my mouth off. I did have one other story. Oh, the threatening bombs.
Where?
To Obama, Hillary Clinton.
Oh my God, yeah. I saw that.
That happened yesterday.
I saw that.
Luckily, no one was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It says, homemade bomb sent to Obama, Clinton, CNN offices. And holder, officials say. The discovery of 5 pipe bombs mailed to prominent Democrats, CNN, and a liberal billionaire put the country on edge Wednesday and sent law enforcement officials scrambling to prevent any more packages from reaching their targets. The hunt for a serial mail bomber began late Tuesday night when Secret Service personnel conducting standard mail screenings found a pipe bomb inside a plain manila envelope. With a bubble-wrapped interior addressed to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A similarly packaged bomb was found hours later in mail addressed to former President Barack Obama. Neither bomb got close to its intended target, and neither contained a written message.
How absurd.
But the twin discoveries led to other undetonated devices being found elsewhere. I mean, it's so scary.
So scary. I mean,
it just sort of shows a state. Like, who is this person who is such a vendetta against these other people and organizations that they feel like it is okay to send a pipe bomb to them. Absurd. And put their whole families in danger?
Absurd.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, imagine if there was a day without news, but people are always so crazy and always doing something that provides news organizations with these insane stories, and that is how the news keeps going. And that is all I have to say.
It's crazy.
We good?
I think we're good for the night. So we won't be talking to you until after Halloween. So have a great Halloween next Wednesday.
I won't be here next week, Thursday.
Why?
I have an econometrics test
during this time.
Yeah.
Should I bring a guest on?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be here next Thursday.
I won't.
We can talk about who should I bring on?
We'll bring on someone super fun and interesting.
Oh my gosh, throwback to that time freshman year where I couldn't do it. And then a girl that transferred came in my place. Yeah.
That was insane. I've totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, so next week we'll have a special guest.
Yes.
That has not been named yet, but you'll find out next week.
That'll be a surprise.
So that'll be fun. But thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a great Halloween and
a safe one.
Safe one. And I will see you next week. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I'm jealous, I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high and I come down, I get angry. Baby, believe me, I can love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I'd judge you too. And you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, one of them is how bad I need you. I got issues. You got issues.